Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Provocative Thoughts.
Out of the traffic and smog of Los Angeles comes the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends. And now, Los Angeles, Orange County, and the world, the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends is on the air.
Well, good afternoon, Los Angeles. Good early pre-evening.
Pre-evening.
Orlando. Good evening, UK, Europe, and beyond. You are listening to The Wedding, Part 2, with myself, Tommy Bahamas, and as always, the good doctor, the beautiful doctor-to-be, my best friend and co-host, and now my wife, is with me at the helm. Say hello to the world, LJ.
Hello, world. Happy Saturday.
We have a very, very full show for you today, and we're going to do our best to give you some of the updated news stories from the feed today, and then we're going to do a re-airing of part of the New Year's Eve extravaganda, as per the request of our listeners. See, many of you guys were happy by the alternative we gave you for the New Year's Eve option of going out this year on the highways and such. But because our show was a two-hour show, the renewal of our vows was pushed into the second hour of the show. Thank you, Brother Joe Pernito. Many have asked us to re-air just the vows so that they could be part of and listen into our honoring of each other and God. So we will do that after the usual intro and some of our news. The listener lines are open for you guys, 516-595-8269. The chat rooms are also open for you if you're on the internet. We welcome our listeners in England, Sweden, Iceland, and Finland. We welcome our listeners, our loyal listeners in Israel, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, and finally the truly, truly dedicated listeners in Thailand, New Zealand, and Australia, which I guess they're getting the feed.
I think they're probably getting up now or something.
Yes,
like that.
In the morning over there now. The chat rooms are lighting up as we see on the boards here, and we welcome you guys out there in the chat rooms in Europe. Go Spreaker.
Spreaker.
AOL, iTunes, go, go, go. Those on Facebook, if you want to, you can join in on the chat. Follow the link to Blog Talk Radio here in America.
Can see you.
And we will ask you to participate in the chat room there and on with the show. We want to send out a special thank you to our mentors, brother and sister David and Cindy Murdoch, David's brother, Dr. Mike Murdoch, Larry and Tiz Huck, Marcus and Joni Lamb, Pastor Anna Sweet, Brother Joe Pernito, Jerry Savell, and finally Don Coffeen. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being part of our story and literally changing our lives. And that's part of the upcoming novel that's coming from yours truly, the ninth one, aptly called Undenied, for only the truth is undenied. And my wife has asked me to give you guys a little taste, the actual preface for the book. And, you want me to do it here?
I want you to do it here, yes. It's been too long since you've actually read something that you wrote.
Okay, well, I'm gonna humor my wife. And this is the actual preface for the upcoming novel, folks. And why am I nervous? I do this all the time.
You do it all the time.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy it. This is the preface for Undenied, the book. I awoke to the sound we all long to hear, a voice that spoke to my heart and my soul. A simple word was given to me that day. I heard one word in the middle of the night, go. So I rose up and said yes, and I fell back to sleep. The next morning, I only remembered that I heard the voice. I remembered that as I listened and responded, I felt peace. I thought of Samuel and him saying, I'm here, Lord, and I eagerly anticipated what the Lord would do next. That was February 18, 2009, at 2:30 in the morning. I asked myself, what would the Lord do next? Was I truly ready to do what he asked of me? Was I ready to pick up my cross and follow him? I'd been a believer my whole life. I had a hard beginning at the beginning of my life, but I was the son of a carpenter and a minister, and that's just like our Lord Jesus. The next 2 months of my life were filled with restoration and revisitation. That which was taken from me in my youth began to be restored. Friends from the past came back into my life. Questions I had prayed about and asked the Lord for clarity for a lifetime were being answered. A childhood friend that I didn't even remember was returned to me. One soul more than any was returned to me that simple year. One who would change my life, for she became my wife. One blessing after another came upon me as I obeyed the voice of the Lord my God. Still I searched for the meaning of the simple word, go. In April of 2009, it happened. The direction I had searched for began to show itself. I had reconnected the fibers of my life through a simple social media called Facebook. I saw the statuses that people were posting and judged them in my heart because of it. My ego and pride thought I was better somehow, and that a simple status update from somebody receiving their baggage at the airport was just silliness. How a person sitting on the deck in the backyard drinking was unneeded. So I took it upon myself to change the world, one status at a time. It was then, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that a simple concept came to me. What would happen if I took one day at a time for each day of the year and wrote a different piece of poetry, philosophy, or music and gave it freely to the world? And so I did. I reached out into the world every day for a year, sharing the inspiration that the Lord gave me daily. Simple sayings such as, be here, be real, be you, be now, believe, became a mantra for the following that led into the first inspired publication and book. But in truth, I was just equally arrogant. I didn't give the Lord the proper respect and credit that he deserved. I took it upon myself and the credit that was therein. As 2009 continued into the summer, I began to write more and more every day. The inspiration was upon me, and I felt it like the beating of my heart. What was once a small status on a social media became a piece after piece after piece of poetry and song. At one point, I was actually writing as many as 17 new pieces of work every day. Still, I didn't give the glory to God. By the fall of 2009, I was a writing machine. I had hundreds of pieces of work written. My childhood friend put together a small book of my writings for my birthday, and the concept took hold. Take the pieces of work and create a book through the eyes of Facebook. It had never been done before, and I was sure that people would buy it. It was then I stumbled upon a new direction in my life for the other side of the country, radio. I'd been a broadcaster 20 years ago in my life. What would the Lord do? Would he actually bring my life full circle? Would I have restored to me one of the greatest joys I ever had in my life? The answer was simple, yes. So it was that in the fall of 2009, I came full circle and returned to broadcasting. By Christmas of 2009, literally Christmas Day, I was on my way across America to Hollywood to meet with the executive and the pioneer of one of the first internet radio stations. He offered me my own show right out of Hollywood, California, but it would require me to pick up everything I owned and come across America. But that's another story for another day.
Bravo. That was awesome. And it was clear and concise.
Thank you, Lois.
Makes me want to go out and buy the book. When's it going to be ready, sir?
Well, as of right now, I am literally in the final stages. What was once supposed to be 20-something chapters is now like close to 50. And I go by the inspiration as the Holy Spirit sees fit to give to me. And we're almost at the editing stage, and I'm hoping by the end of next week we'll have everything in production and ready to be publicated. Listen, on the second half of the show, we're going to have a special airing from Cindy Murdoch right after we air our wedding vows. Cindy and her music has truly touched LJ and my lives. Cindy has her own albums out there, is also part of Daystar Singers, who equally are part of our story. And she sings from time to time currently still at the Wisdom Center in Houghton, Texas. For those of you who change the story and change the subject, if you guys are listening in the New York, Westchester, Putnam County area, tomorrow at PJ's there's going to be a benefit concert for my brother Derek Richardson, who passed away on the 29th of 2014, one day after his 52nd birthday. Derek was loved by many and has played with many different bands through his history as a bass player. Equally, I've had the blessing of knowing him as a friend, a brother, and somebody I had the privilege of writing music with and singing with myself throughout time. The benefit is going to be from 1:30 to 8:30 tomorrow afternoon, and the proceeds will be used to help with the funeral expenses. I can't speak today, though. We intend to do a tribute show for Derek next weekend right here on Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations. That's January 31st. Hey, folks, did you know that a version of the new website is active? We apologize that it's only a skeleton scale, but tlbethel.com is up and running. And as they say, all things work together for the better of the good, always.
Always. And if there's anybody out there who knows how they can help us maybe improve it, send us an email to positivevibes.com. 1014@gmail.com.
Yes, as the notes say in front of me, we are working diligently toward the new and improved website, and we hope to expand and get all the previous shows from the last four seasons on there, as well as the new formatted pages for the books that we've written, both LJ and myself, especially since the novel is about to be completed and ready for publication. Like I said, Undenied, the book, is the entire story of the Wild Ride. And today, ironically today, the 24th of January, 2013, the greatest part of the story took shape. We left New York at, what, 1 in the morning?
Something like that.
It was what?
It was dark and
it
cold.
Was dark, it was cold, and it was like 4 degrees outside. And we trudged off from New York right into a snowstorm. And we got as far as Virginia before the engine on the car blew up. And as we were driving along, we didn't have any choice. I mean, we were literally stuck just outside of Washington, D.C. And it took us 2 days to get our act together because we couldn't find a rent-a-car anywhere. Nobody that would rent us one that was going to travel from Virginia all the way to Florida. So we finally got a U-Haul truck, and we loaded up our cats and everything into it. And we trudged off to what was supposed to be a 5-hour ride from Virginia to South Carolina, as we were in the lower part of Virginia at that point. We drove directly into Killer Storm Khan.
Yes.
And we weren't aware that that's what we were doing, of course, but we quickly found out because what was supposed to be a 5-hour trip took 13 hours. And as we drove along, visibility got very, very short. And we saw police cars hanging off of bridges. We saw accidents all over the roadways. And we literally prayed out loud as we drove, please, Lord, please, Lord, please, Lord, please, Lord, continuously for hours until we drove straight through the storm. They closed down the roads and we still kept driving anyway because we didn't know any other way but to keep pressing forward and have faith and believe that the Lord's hand was upon us. And praise God, he was. Anyway, as I said, that is today was 2 years ago to the day that we drove through that. And I'm happy and honored to say that the Lord's hand of provision is constantly with us.
And I'm happy to say never again.
I have to agree with you. If I have my way, I will never live or drive in a snowstorm again.
I saw the pictures on Facebook of all you guys up there north and that snow. And
yes,
I
yes.
Say,
to all of our friends. All of our friends up in the Northeast who got another 7 to 12 inches of snow last night, God bless you and keep you.
And please don't travel.
Yes, please don't travel today if you don't have to. Some of our friends who are EMTs have asked us to actually tell you guys do not drive unless you absolutely have to. If you guys want to be part of the story and you want to endorse and be part of the forward of the book, please let us know. Contact us by email at positivevibes1014@gmail.com, and you have an opportunity to be a part of the show. Now, on to the listener contests. First of all, we are offering different contests for you guys as listeners. We are offering a contest to be an illustrator for one of the children's books that has been written by myself. And possibly there is an opportunity for a number of other book contracts to follow. I think we have, what, three more books that have to be illustrated at this point.
Yeah.
And we are also offering the annual listener contest for you to create the ending of the show. It should be approximately 1 minute and 25 seconds at the longest. It should include the name of the show itself, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations. The host names, myself, Tommy Bahamas, and namely LJ. And as we expand into the Undenied Radio Studios, we are looking for a web designer and an app creator who's willing to work and grow with our company. It's a long-term position, and flexibility is number one. As I said, you can contact us directly at positivevibes1014@gmail.com or call the studio 424-281-9822.
And that's not the listener line, by the way.
That's correct.
It's the direct line to us off the air.
That's right. That's the offices of Undenied Radio. The listener lines are open for you, just so we can clarify, 516-595-8269. You can participate in any of the chat rooms that you're listening. The affiliates, iTunes, AOL Radio, Spreaker, or Blog Talk here in America. If you want to, you know who you are. If you have a question, please feel free to ask. I'm happy to see that the chat rooms are lit up
and
people are participating.
And the phone lines too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
If you have something you want to ask us, you're welcome to listen in and ask us a question. Hang on one second. We have a caller in. 859, you're live on the air. Who do we have with us this afternoon? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Tommy.
I know that
Hello?
Voice.
Hello?
Hello? It's Sean. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for calling in today. We're grateful that you called in.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, how are you? Hey, congratulations on renewing your wedding vows. That's great.
Thank
That's wonderful.
You.
And that,
Thank
that
you
was
so
an
much.
Inspiring story, by the way, the story about you know, getting the car to Virginia and the engine blowing up, man. I mean, that's just one of them times, you know, where you go through things you don't understand why you're going through it or whatever, and then somehow you find out in the end that it's all for a purpose, I guess, you know, kind of. But yeah, that was an inspiring preface of your book, and I wanted to tell you that, and I've been listening so far. I wanted to tell you guys congratulations on your wedding vows too.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Folks, if you don't know, Sean is a gentleman who has been a long lifetime friend of mine. We served in the Navy together almost 30 years ago. And
yep.
Going way, way back, he and I were writing music together on board the ship we were on, the USS O'Bannon. And I'm grateful to say that Sean has written some new music. And as of yesterday, I've been back to the writing mode and writing some lyrics. And we're hoping we're going to be able to bring it to you guys in weeks to come.
Yeah,
Sean, I heard
wonderful.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I really enjoy collaborating with Tom. It's been so many years since we've been able to sit down and go over lyrics and words and stuff like that. Like we did back in the day, huh, Tom? And now, with the help of emails and different sort of things with the technology, we're able to do that again. It's wonderful. Really,
it really is. It truly is. You know.
Yeah, I mean, technology, you know, has really come a long way since then, hasn't it? I mean, there's so much. You know, I mean, there's different ways that you can communicate, and it'd be better if we could sit down together, but I mean, I'm grateful for the technology that's available to do, you know, come up with the, I mean, you know, the way we can do it now. So that's really a big plus. But I heard you talking about the bad weather up north. I lived up in Buffalo for quite a few years, and
ooh.
Boy, I don't miss those winter storms and driving in the whiteouts and all that kind of stuff. Boy, that was crazy. I sure don't miss that.
That is crazy. Amy. Sean, I got to tell you something. I got to say thank you, because when I came home from work yesterday and my husband sat me down and played me the music that you wrote and the words that he wrote, I saw a gleam in his eye that I haven't seen in a really long time. And it makes me so happy that you guys reconnected and can do this together.
Well,
I can assure you the feeling's mutual on that. You all, it was really fun for me as well. And Tommy's always been a really good writer. I mean, ever since I could remember him, you know, if I needed advice or anything like that on words, you know, he was always an edge ahead of me as far as that department was concerned. You know, I always loved music so much, and him being such a, talent with words, it just, you know, only natural that we'd become good friends, you know.
That's
and
true.
So the enjoyment was just, you know, the gleam in the eyes was there for me as well. So I appreciate it too, Tom. I appreciate, you know, you helping me with the song and getting together with me on that. And I'm really happy for the both of you. Very happy for you.
Well, we thank you, Sean. Not only for the funny thing is, yet, folks, when I wrote what I wrote to Sean, I sent it over to him and said, "This is garbage.
Yeah,
well, that's what my wife says. She says I'm my own worst critic, and I guess that's probably true. But I had written probably about 10 pages, different types of lyrics, different rhythms and meanings and stuff. And the stuff I was writing yesterday was very deep, and I thought it was garbage. But Sean took it and he looked at it, and immediately he said, "Oh, this is perfect. This is great." And
yeah, I loved it.
This is part of the collaboration process, and it is a joy. It is a joy.
It's kind of like what I said earlier, you know, about, you know, the mystery unfolds is kind of like the song you're writing, actually. It's you know what I mean? It's you just take it as it goes, and then, you know, it creates itself, you know. And the words were great. I loved putting them into music, and it's just a thrill for me to do so, you know. And
the music was great, too.
I look
too.
Forward to doing it some more. What'd you say?
She said the music itself.
Well, I appreciate that. I struggle with music. Sometimes I run into this thing where I'll play something, I'll be like, "No, I wonder if that's something I've heard before." You know, you always run into that. I think other musicians I've had tell me the same thing. You know, you're trying to create something original, and it's like, "Oh, no, that sounds like something I've heard before." And then you'll play it for somebody, and they'll be like, "Oh, well, I don't know if I've ever heard that. It sounds kind of original to me." And some people will be like, "Yeah, I think I've heard that before, too." So it's kind of a tricky thing, you know. But I just kind of go with it. I'm old enough now to where I just go with it. You know, I'm going to go with what's in my heart, and it doesn't really matter. But
I give you a little piece of Beatle history. Paul McCartney, when he originally wrote the music for Yesterday, he called it Scrambled Eggs, and he had heard the music in his head, and he wrote the song out, and he did the exact same thing. He walked around to everybody he knew and said, "Doesn't this sound familiar? Haven't you heard this before?" And of course, everybody said, "No." And so, you know, I would have loved to have heard the original lyrics to Scrambled Eggs.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm familiar. I've heard that story before, and I also heard somewhere that John Lennon had written Instant Karma, Waking Up. Upon waking up, he had to find a piano real quick or something. I read somewhere that he had to run to a piano so he could, you know, put down the music to the song that he'd just written or something. I don't know if it came to him in his sleep necessarily, but as Sir Paul McCartney said that his came in a dream, I think. And he was amazed that, you know, it wasn't something that was already done. I'm really glad he went with it. It's such a masterpiece song, you know. I'm sure millions of people are glad he went with it. So,
That's true.
But I wanted to wish you all a happy new wedding vows, and I hope you're safe where you're at, and there's no bad weather or inclement weather or anything like that. And certainly I hope that everybody out there who's living in the Northeast or anywhere where there might be some bad weather changes will stay in tonight and hunker down and not get on the roads.
Amen. That's right. Well, Sean, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you,
Tom. Appreciate it so much. And I look forward to working with you during the week off the air as well.
And I do as well. And, you know, it's always a pleasure. And have a great night, y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.
For having
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Okay. God bless you, brother. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep, it's true. You know, we did have some inclement weather come through here last night.
Yeah, we had some rain.
Terrible storms. It knocked out the internet, and we've had issues, lots of flooding on the streets over here. Here in sunny Florida, I tell you.
I take it any day over snow. Sorry. And
it
cold.
Is true. It is true. I love that guy. You know,
I
truly.
Love him too, because he makes you smile and glow. And even a moment ago, you were blushing when he was complimenting you.
Well, you know, I'm still the same guy I've always been, and from that place, I feel very humble, and I'm very grateful that I've been blessed in the way that I have.
I can't wait to meet all of them when we go to the reunion.
Yes, we have the USS O'Bannon reunion coming up in July, and we're hoping we're going to get a broadcast in where we reconnect old shipmates and friends. We're hoping we're actually going to be able to do a broadcast right from the reunion itself.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. You know, I've been blessed. On Thanksgiving Day this year, I was on the other side of the house, and I heard the simple words, "Bert Schertz, who is one of my mentors and one of my dearest friends who I have lost touch with for 30 years. And I came right out here. I told my wife, remind me, Bert Schertz. And I came out here to the to the computer, and praise God, he was there. And Sean was there, and a whole bunch of my other shipmates that I served with in the Navy so many years ago, it seems, were there. And we've been able to reconnect the fibers, and I can't wait. I can't wait for the reunion. Listen, folks, we are just about to air the wedding vows for you guys. If you guys missed it on New Year's Eve, the officiator is our friend and musical artist, Reverend Joe Pernito. And when we come back from the airing of that, we are going to do a special song from Sister Cindy Murdoch, which I'm absolutely honored to be able to share with you guys. And we have a couple stories we want to give to you guys from the news feed today, two that are extremely important. Are you wanting to get one in right now? Okay. This is two of the stories that we took off the feed. Forgive me, because when it comes to speaking Greek, I'm not the best. But the Amphipolis excavation has been discovered in the Alexander the Great era, a tomb that is about to dazzle the world. The remains of at least five individuals have been identified in an Amphipolis tomb in northern Greece. The Hellenic Ministry of Culture and Sports has recently announced, as of today, dating to the time of the Macedonian king Alexander the Great, the mound complex has been making headlines around the world since August of 2014, when archaeologists first entered the complex. The complex itself was actually discovered in 1950, and excavation was stopped. Since then, the Ministry of Culture has been gradually releasing to the public the incredible archaeological finds that have been uncovered in what is to be said the largest tomb ever found in Greece. Analyzation of the human bone fragments from the Amphipolis excavation has determined that the remains belong to a woman over the age of 60, a newborn baby of indeterminate gender, two men between the ages of 35 and 45, and an adult of indeterminate age and gender. The latter adult was cremated previous to burial, which is the reason that they cannot identify specifically the gender or the age. The other four individuals were buried in the Amphipolis tomb. The younger two men appeared to have been died of a stab wound, and further tests are going to be conducted to determine if the individuals are related to one another. It has been popularly speculated, I can't speak today, popularly speculated that the Amphipolis tomb has been built on one of for Alexander the Great's general or his direct family members, probably his mother, Olympias, or his wife, Roxanne. After Alexander's death, his generals fought over control of the Macedonian Empire, which stretched from the Balkans to what is now Pakistan and northwest India. Alexander's mother, wife, son, and half-brother were murdered during this time period near Amphipolis. It's still not clear for whom the magnificent tomb was built or why the five individuals were buried specifically in this tomb. The tomb itself is located 62 miles northeast of Thessalonica. Amphipolis was founded as an Athenian colony in 437 BC and conquered by Philip II of Macedon, Alexander's father, in 357 BC. The Amphipolis tomb is believed to have been built between 325 and 300 BC, and Alexander himself died in 323 BC at the palace of Nebuchadnezzar II in Babylon. According to ancient sources, as Alexander's funeral cart was making its way to its destination, one of the Macedonian generals, Ptolemy, seized his body and buried it in Memphis in Egypt. Alexander was subsequently laid to rest in Alexandria in the late 4th or the 3rd century BC. In 1950, the Greek archaeologist Demetrius Lazarus was excavating at Casa Hill in Amphipolis. He surmised that it was an important burial complex located in the hill, but was not able to complete the excavation. Archaeologist Katrina Pertisti resumed investigations of the hill in 2012, and in August of 2014, the archaeological team led by Pertisti located the entrance to the tomb. The massive Amphipolis tomb in Casa Hill is protected by a surrounding wall that measured one-third of a mile in circumference and was built of marble from the nearby island of Thasos. At the entrance of the tomb, the archaeologists excavated two sphinx. Ongoing excavations have discovered three vaulted chambers in which were found two 12-foot caryatids, pillars sculpted in the shapes of female, a floor mosaic depicting the abduction of Persephone by Hades, decorated white marble and frescoed walls and coins depicting Alexander the Great himself.
Well, you really had me there for a minute when you said that he was buried in Memphis. I was just, what?
Thank you very much. No, yeah, I actually didn't know there was a Memphis in Egypt either.
Neither did I.
Anyway, folks, we are going to air at this very moment the wedding part two. And this is the actual wedding vows delivered by Brother Joe Pernito. And here it is.
Here it is.
And we're back. Welcome back to the show, folks. We are so honored to have you with us. If you didn't know, we mentioned it earlier in tonight's broadcast, and last season, at the very end, the season closer was supposed to be our wedding, and it didn't happen, not because we didn't try, but because the technology in the church that we got married in was not compatible with the technology that we do our broadcast from. And even though I used to be the media consultant and do all of the soundboards and stuff, well, things became a little antiquated over the last 20 years. And we decided for the new year to honor each other and to honor the Lord that we would give you guys what we did not do at the end of last season. And since we were only midway through season four, and we had our friend Joe with us for the first part to do his album Rescue Me, Joe is with us, and he is going to take over. Oh, go ahead, Lois. You want to say
officiate.
Something?
Officiate.
Facilitate? Officiate. Yes.
Officiate.
Lois and I learned a new word today, so we wanted to know, Joe, are you going to pontificate on everything before we get into things?
What is that one where facilitate, officiate? What's the other one? Defecate. I'm not going to do
no,
that.
No. And ladies and gentlemen, We're going to hand the mic over to Joe Pernito at this moment. God bless, Joe.
Okay. Well, what I would normally say would be a good evening to everybody. So good evening. Good evening, Los Angeles, and good evening, world. And good evening, Tommy and Lois.
Evening.
You know, before we start this, though, I only find it fitting, knowing that, as Tommy, you said, that this is something that we're doing to not only bring it to the listeners, but also to honor the Lord. I just think we should go ahead and just open this up with a little word of prayer. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we do love you, Lord, and we thank you for this day, this evening that you've given to us, Father. I thank you for Tommy and Lois, and I thank you, Lord, that 2 years ago, Lord, that you brought them together through holy matrimony, and I thank you, Lord, that today they still do. And we just pray, Lord, that your presence would be here, your presence would be with them, and that you would be in the midst of this, regardless of whether we're on the air or not, Father, and that you'd be glorified, Lord, and continue to be glorified in their marriage and their relationship. We just ask your hand on this in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Tommy and Lois, when you first joined hands and you joined hearts in marriage 2 years ago, you probably didn't know where life would take you, and it's probably taken you along a lot of journeys. But you promised to love, and you promised to honor and cherish one another through all. And life has surely brought you through some wonderful blessings, things that I've seen on Facebook, things that I've just heard from you guys. But I've also known that life has also brought you through some challenges. But nonetheless, here you are today, and you've fulfilled those vows to love and to honor and to cherish. And I believe that today God is definitely smiling over the way that you have loved, honored, and cherished each other. And as you celebrate here today and as you reflect back over the years as husband and wife, my question to you is, do you now wish to reaffirm the vows that you took 2 years ago? And if you do wish to reaffirm those vows, would you both please answer, we do.
We do.
Okay. Now, I can't see you, so we're going to use the honor system here. Will you please face each other and join hands?
Yes.
Now, Tommy,
yes.
You're doing it.
We are, yes.
Amen. All right. Tommy, will you continue to have Lois as your wife and continue to live in this happy and loving marriage? If so, please answer, I will.
I will.
Tommy, do you reaffirm your love for her? And will you love, honor, and cherish her in sickness and in health, for richer or poorer, for better or for worse, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live? If so, Tommy, please answer, I do.
I do.
All right. And Lois, will you continue to have Tommy as your husband and continue to live in this happy and loving marriage? If so, please answer, I will.
I will.
And Lois, do you reaffirm your love for him? And will you love, honor, and cherish him in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer, for better or for worse, and forsaking all others, will you be faithful to him for as long as you both shall live? If so, please answer, I do.
I do.
Amen. Well, Lois and Tommy, on your wedding day, you guys exchanged rings, I take it.
Yes.
And as a symbol of, and that was a symbol of your never-ending love for each other. It's a ring that symbolizes the eternal quality of God, the unending strength and unending love. It also represents, every time we wear those rings, we represent the very one that we married, no matter where we are, whether we're together or we're separate. We uphold who we are as a married person, but that the way that we carry ourselves in public with that ring is a representation of our relationship to our marriage. And it just goes to show the younger people that, hey, we can still be happy, we can still be married, and we can still be faithful. So,
amen.
With saying that, that ring is also a reminder to us to keep our eyes to ourselves.
Amen.
And our hands, for that matter. But today you guys have also agreed to exchange rings. So, Tommy, will you please take Lois's left hand and will you please place the ring on her third finger and repeat this after me? With this ring, I thee wed again.
With this ring, I thee wed again.
And Lois, will you please take Tommy's left hand and place the ring on his third finger and repeat after me? With this ring, I be wed again.
With this ring, I be wed again.
Now, Lois and Tommy, may you always wear these rings as a reminder of the wedding vows to each other, and let it be a reminder of your commitment to continue to live in unity, love, and happiness, and to remind you of that commitment that you made, not only on your wedding day, but today, these vows that you will also pledge. Now, you guys have both told me that you have written your own vows. This is something that that you guys are very excited about, and I'm excited to hear them. So, as tradition would have it, ladies first, Lois, will you please recite your vows to Tommy?
Yes. Once upon a time, we were little lads running around an unbuilt house that your dad was building for my family to live in. And then fast forward to that brief moment in high school when we met. And then on March 10th, 2009, Tommy Bethel and Lois Josephs became Facebook friends. Sorry, excuse me, I'm a bit of a freak now. Today is another day that our love continues to grow. And today is another day that I want you to know that you are the love of my life. We shared ideas, philosophy, poetry, ourselves, and we even played on the farm. And one phone call led to many endless nights and even more burnt up phone batteries. Our friendship grew, and my love grew for you as well. And then our first meeting after all those years, that night you waited for me in the dark at Leonard Park. It left us clutched together that not even the jaws of life could separate us. You literally rescued me and always kept your word when you said, I got you. Tommy Bethel, you are my best friend. You are the love of my life. And you are my soulmate. I have loved you forever and will stand by your side through eternity. The day we were married, I loved you more than I ever thought possible until now, when I love you a million times more, and it grows every day. Thank you for being a good example in our Christian walk together. Thank you for teaching me how to laugh and how to cry. Thank you for teaching me how to love and be loved. And thank you for bringing our girls into my life and showing me the meaning of true love and family. And thank you for being the father of our little Sophia or Thomas. I've never been happier in my life than I am right now, and I know the best is still yet to come. So I vow to you today that I will stand by your side, no matter what life throws our way. And I know that our love will sustain us, for with God and you by my side, we will continue to grow and prevail into eternity. I love you.
Wow.
Oh, those are, that's beautiful, beautiful vows. So, Tommy, I hope you've got something very, very good prepared. That was pretty incredible. Tommy, will you please say your vows to Lilith?
Mine are a little bit more traditional, but I, Tommy Bethel, take you, Lois Joseph Bethel, to be my lawfully wedded wife. Though the ride has been wild through the years together, I've always known in my heart that you and the Lord are the reason for my joy and strength. You've guided and grounded me when the storm has risen and shown me what true love and support is about. And I know as each day unfolds in our lives that with the guidance of the Lord and the strength and confidence I have within me, the strength and confidence I have within me is due to you. I truly know that I can do all things. No matter what comes my way on any given day, I am a better man because you are by my side. So I vow to you today, Lois Joseph Bethel, that each and every day I will give you my all and will forever be an example to you, the world, and each person I meet along the way, that with the confidence I have in my heart, I am the man I am today because of the Lord, you, and your love. I honor you and the Lord today with all the best I am, and I promise that I will be there for you and our children, no matter what life may present us, to weather the life and its storms. And each day will continue to be a beautiful, wild ride forever.
That was beautiful. Wonderful. Marriage is funny. It's the way that we see things on TV are not truly the way that marriage is. So many people spend so many evenings laughing at comedy shows that are showing how a married couple is treating each other disrespectfully, showing each other the exact opposite of love. And of course, it glorifies bringing in extramarital affairs and things of that nature. But that's not how God created marriage. Marriage isn't about how much the other person loves you. Marriage is about how much you love the other person. And God created marriage knowing that we weren't meant to be alone. And today,
amen,
in the presence of God, and in the presence of myself and in the presence of the world, you both have made the decision to love and cherish one another until death do you part. With that said, let's just go ahead and close our eyes and say a quick word of prayer. And Heavenly Father, we do love you so much. And Father, during this time of really a celebration, Lord, we just thank you for both Tommy and Lois for the words that they've had for one another. And I just pray, Lord, that just as they have had these words hidden in their hearts that they brought forth, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just bless those words and that you would give each of them the strength to live the vows through, to be faithful to each other, to be respectful to each other, and to not look at how the other person is loving them, but, Father, to look at what they can do to love each other all the more. Because we do acknowledge, Lord, that you first loved us. We just pray, Lord, that this isn't just a marriage between Lois and Tommy. This is a joined unity between Lois and Tommy and you. And we just thank you that you're in the midst of their marriage. And we ask that you continue to bless them and their marriage and their whole family. for the many years to come, until the day when they step before your throne and meet you face to face. And we ask all this in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, love is patient and kind, and it carries the very best of who we can be and delivers that very best to each other. And my prayer is that the Lord will guide and show you how to love one another daily. So then, by the power vested in me, by God, and the state of California, and the state of Florida, I now pronounce you both husband and wife again. And what God has joined together, let no man separate. Tommy, very loudly, because it's radio, will you please kiss your bride?
Absolutely.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know, so one thing we didn't do was put the wedding processional march up, and we thought of it about 60 seconds before the show, before this aspect came on.
Yeah.
But I did put something out there. So, but to the both of you, congratulations to you guys. That's pretty exciting, though, to be married, isn't it?
It really is. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, we actually have another treat for you, because as we said earlier in the show, Joe is, let's just put it this way. Joe has another cut from his album Rescue Me that we're going to debut. And we both agreed that it is the perfect song to play after the ceremony that we just did. And so with that, and your permission, Joe, we are now going to play the song Have and Hold.
Both said it, that God
And there you have it, folks. Joe Pernito, Have and Hold. And I got to tell you, we love that song, Joe. And I just told Lois that this is our song.
Well, we have to ask, Joe, didn't you sing that to your beautiful wife at your wedding?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oops.
So it's her, you guys can share it, too. It's her song, but yeah, you guys can share it. One of the things that... she had asked, actually, when I proposed to her, the way I proposed was I wrote a song to her. And, so then the question came, well, if you could write a song to propose to me, then surely you can write a song for our wedding day. So then the pressure was on. So, yeah, I wrote that song, and she didn't hear it until the day we got married. And
beautiful.
And, and it was something I enjoyed writing. It's got a lot of meaning to me. You know, it has a lot of scriptural reference to what marriage is, and yeah, just it's my wife's and your guys' song.
Yeah, once upon a time, I met a girl who couldn't cry, and through our friendship and our working together and our hosting of a strange radio show that brings happiness to lots of people in the world, we learned how to love, and she used to challenge me always, and now she challenges me in a completely different way, but I completely understand, and go out and buy my first book, folks, because it's all songs, poems, and philosophy written to my soulmate, and I am honored in front of my friend Joe Pernito and my wife and the Lord to say that my better half sits across from me right now. And she looks like she's ready to – are you ready to cough again? What happened, honey?
No.
Okay. Joe, we want to thank you for facilitating our vows and our recommitment to each other. It is something we discussed over time, and we thought seriously about bringing the people back from the first wedding to a best man and her maid of honor and such, and we said no, let's keep this simple. Let's bring in the new year, right? Let's honor each other, and honor the Lord, and honor the new year for that which the Lord intends. Go ahead, honey. If you need to cough, get it out.
Sorry, I have a cold.
We have some freaky weather going on over here this New Year's, folks. Anyway, Joe, we want to release you to your family. and the New Year celebration. And we want to thank you, and we want to thank, we want to say God bless you and the Pernito family, and the release of Rescue Me and 2015. God bless and keep you always.
And Joe Pernito, you are a mensch. I don't know if you know what that is, but you are.
I will, a mess? I will look it up.
A mensch.
Spell it for him, honey.
M-E-N-S-H. Mensch.
it's a Yiddish Jewish word. I've been called that myself this year, so I really wasn't sure what it is either. But
I've been called worse. but no, thank you guys. Thank you guys for having me on. Thank you for giving me a opportunity to be a part of your wedding vows, and an opportunity to share my music. It's the first time so far, radio wise, I got to share my music, and you shared almost the whole album. And just for the listeners, just in case they want to know how they can get it, you can go to www.joeprainito.com. That's JoePrainito.com. It'll be available there at the end of January, just because it's my own early thing, but it'll be available on iTunes and everywhere else March 10th. That's the official release date, is March 10th. But if you want it early, go to my website, and it's cheaper there too.
Did you say March 10th?
March 10th, yeah.
What's that?
March 10th is 6 years that Tommy and I met each other again in time.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, Lois was serious. My father was a builder growing up, and my father was in the process of helping to build her father's house when we met as little children. And we didn't see each other again until high school. And then fast forward to 2009, and she actually found me. You know, Tommy Bethel, oh my goodness, Tommy Bethel. And I was like, who are you? And the rest, folks, is history.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes, thank you. God bless you, Joe.
Thank you. God bless you guys. Happy New Year to you guys. Happy New Year to everybody else out there in the listener world. And we'll be talking soon. You guys have a blessed New Year.
You too,
Joe. God bless
you.
Now.
All right. Bye-bye now.
And there you have it, folks. For all of you people who said that I wouldn't do it the first time, I'm happy to say, No, we seriously wanted to end last season with the wedding, and it didn't work out that way. And when we say that the ride has been wild, and that we have survived a tremendous amount, I don't usually do the ums. It's not like me. But I will say that the last 2 years of my life has been so blessed, and the rest of my life and my future, I look at it as the next chapter has begun, the pages are still blank, and it's up to you and I to write those pages every day together.
I love you so much.
And I love you.
And I love you, world.
We'll be right back, folks. We're going to play a song so we can kiss each other off air. But this is a song that was dedicated to both of us from the Beatles, that's called Till There Was You. And we'll be back after this.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and you. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. Thank you. shadows of dawn. And you, there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
And there you have it, folks. The Wedding Part 2. I have to tell you, makes me very happy to be able to share that with you. Lois and I just sat here and loved each other and
giggled
and reshared our vows and cried a little bit. You wanted to say something about?
Oh, I just think it's funny because nobody can see what's going on, you know, what we're sitting here. And when we originally did the vows, I had them written out.
Wait till we're on TV.
I know, right? I had them written out on a notepad on my phone, and my stupid phone was jumping around when I was reading it. So in the middle of my vows, it jumped to a different note, which was a letter I wrote to someone. And thank God I realized it because I was so nervous that I probably could have just started reading that and that, well, that would have been a problem.
That would have been another story for another day.
Yeah. But it was very funny because I heard the frustration in my voice and nobody really knew, not even Tommy, what was like going on or where it was going. So that was kind of funny. Plus, I was trying to hold in a cough, which was equally frustrating. But
well, we're going to get back to the show. Listen, you know, we have to send out a special shout out before we play this song. Cindy Murdoch is a tremendous singer, and I was blessed. This is going back a year, almost 2 years. I found, and it's part of the story that's in Undenied, the book, on the first day, August 1st of 2013, when they had then it was called the Share-a-thon, and I was blessed by the music of Joni and the Daystar Singers, which is the group that Joni Lamb, with Marcus Lamb and Joni Lamb, the creators of the Daystar Television Network. And they did, they called it Share-a-thon, but basically what it was a fundraiser for the Daystar Network. And they had every day they had a different minister on. And the Daystar Singers came out a couple times during the show that was aired, and I wasn't aware of it at the time, but during the day, I mean, they only aired it from, I don't know, 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening till midnight, and the rest of the day, it was all previous episodes that had happened over the years. Now, I wasn't aware of that. There's much more to the story, but I will say that Cindy Murdoch is one of the she's an artist in her own right, and she is the wife of brother David Murdoch. This particular Share-a-thon, David's brother, Dr. Mike Murdoch, came on, and he blessed us with his music, and that's equally another story for another day, part of the book. I will say this, Cindy and the Daystar Singers wrote a bunch of beautiful worship music, and it was released on albums called For the Refreshing Times Conferences, and I was blessed enough to be given the best of in the fall of 2013, and there were some songs on there that, I mean, it touched my heart, and through Joni, Cindy, and the rest of the Daystar Singers ministry and their worship music, it actually helped heal our marriage, and also through the ministry of Cindy and David as well. I will say this, over the years, I have received other worship CDs from them. And one of the songs that really touched my life was a classic hymn that I remember from the church growing up, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Now, I went looking for, because I had this version on my computer, and I wanted to share it with the world, and I wanted to share it with Facebook, because I just, every time Cindy sings, it I admit this. I'm a guy, but I admit this. It gets me emotional. Her love for the Lord and her the tone and the resonance of her voice, it literally touches me. And the music, the version of Joni and the Daystar Singers, it's instrumental, and then it is the Daystar Singers singing, and Cindy does a solo. And so I'm in contact with David Burdock on Facebook and on Twitter. And I had some contact with him, I guess it was Thursday, Friday. And I knew we were going to do this broadcast, so I wrote to him and I expressed my love for Cindy's music and the ministry and the voice that she carries, that God has blessed her with. And I asked him directly if there was a version that she had done of Greatest Height of Faithfulness. And he very nicely directed me to one of Cindy's albums on iTunes, which I was able to download. And I'm going to share with you in just a second. I just want to say to Cindy and to David, thank you for the honor of being able to play this song, because truly this is a tremendous version. And I am grateful that we can say that you guys are part of our story and part of the journey. Like I said, 2 years ago today, we left New York to come down here to found the Undenied Radio Network. Thus, the book is called Undenied, for only the truth is undenied. And I'm not going to keep yammering on and on, but this is Cindy Murdoch, and this is Great is Thy Faithfulness. And there you have it, folks. Cindy Murdoch and Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Isn't that a tremendous version of the song?
It really
is. I mean, just absolutely moving.
I've heard a couple of versions of that song, and her voice is just so beautiful, and it, you can hear how much she loves the Lord when she sings.
It's true. And, folks, I got to tell you, David actually let me know about her latest single, Take Me to the King. And I have to tell you, I think it's my new favorite song. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was brought up in the church, and like I said at the beginning of the show, my dad came to, or maybe I didn't say this, my dad came to America in the 50s and went to Southeastern Bible College over in Lakeland, Florida. And his goal was to be a minister and a missionary. And he ended up going to Troy University in Troy, Alabama, and to get his Bachelor's of Art and Science, and he met Mom. And the rest is history. He never made it to the pulpit, but he sure did minister to us kids. I was brought up in the church. He was a deacon and a trustee and an usher and a Sunday school teacher. My mom and my sister Debbie, they were instrumental in the Sunday school as well. And I grew up with all of these songs, and I love the old hymns. I love Cindy's version, and we're going to ask if we can put on Take Me to the King at one of our future broadcasts. But I have to say thank you again to David and to Cindy for allowing us the honor of being able to share this with the world. And truly, truly thank you. We're going to wrap the show up, folks. We have one more news story we want to give you guys, and then we're going to get back and just share the listener contest with you again. Did you hear about the finding of live fish under the ice shelf in Antarctica? Believe it or not, biologists have expected that the seafloor underneath Antarctica's glaciers have been barren until now. This month, the National Science Foundation funded an expedition which began drilling through the Williams Ice Stream, which is a glacier that flows from West Antarctica's ice shelf to the Ross ice shelf. The team wanted to see how the ice was faring and responding to the climate changes. So they drilled to the ice glacier's grounding zone, which is left usually with bedrock, and this is where it meets to the sea. At that zone, the sea bottom is, it looks very, very bare and rocky. It looks similar to the lunar surface. Glacial geologist Ross Powell told Douglas Fox of Scientific America, they sent underwater a vehicle called the Deep, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this, S-C-I-N-I, Sinai. They went down through a borehole to investigate, and its cameras captured images of the rocks and the sediment down on the seafloor. It took the researchers by surprise when, you know, they expected to see just a few microbes and no sign of crustaceans or anything else at the bottom of the sea. But what they found at 2,428 feet under the ice and 528 miles from the edge of the ice shelf, there was no sunlight, and they assumed that the light from the vehicle attracted what I'm about to tell you, but it paused, the ROV paused while the technicians were adjusting some of the controls, and it was then that they found fish. Fish came up to the piece of equipment. 20 or 30 different fish visited the ROV. Again, you know, they thought it was attracted to by the light of it, but it wasn't at all. There was two other kinds of fish, some shrimp-like crustaceans and a few invertebrates were also spotted. And Ross was quoted as saying, "I've worked in this area for my entire career, and you get a picture of these areas having very little food, being desolate, and not able to support any life at all. So to be able to know that the food is in such short supply and any energy is very hard won, to be able to know that this is such a tough place to live and that God, even in those places, God has given life and that there's actually fish, 2,500 miles. Is that right?
No, 528.
No, 2,500 feet, excuse me. 2,500 feet of mm-hmm. ice and then the fish. It's incredible. I think it's just absolutely astounding how incredible God is. And that everywhere we still find new things on this planet every day. Anyway, folks, I feel like I'm yammered on and on today. I do want to touch base one more time. We do have our contest, the listener contest for you guys. First of all, we have the illustration contest, which allows you to illustrate one of the children's stories that we have and possibly a couple of other books that we have left that have not been illustrated. All of our books are out there on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and To the World. You can go and find them under my author name, T.L. Bethel. And my beautiful co-host and wife is under Lois Josephs, her maiden name. And like I said, we are offering a contract for one of the books. You can get to us at positivevibes1014@gmail.com, and we will just inquire and write an illustration contest, and we will send you over the words, and you can put your own illustrations to it. Second of all, we have the listener contest, which allows you to create the ending for our show. We've done it for every season. The music should be 1 minute and 25 seconds at the very longest. It should include the name of the show, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations, and the host names as well, namely myself and LJ. And as we expand into the Undenied Radio Studios, we are looking for a web designer and an app creator who's willing to grow and work with us in our company. It's a long-term position, and flexibility is number one. All of these contact information, all contact information can be directed to positivevibes1014@gmail.com, or you can call us directly at the studio, 424-281-9822. If you're not aware of it, folks, we are a nonprofit, and we do what we do freely for the world, and we are looking to continue to grow as God sees fit to allow us to do so and give back to you. We give you the latest, greatest in music, art, philosophy, ministry, directing. Something you want to add to it, Lo?
Writing.
But writing, yes. You know, we've been very blessed over the four seasons to have, like I said, the latest and greatest. And we give you positive news stories where you will not find it on the traditional media feeds. And we're grateful that we've even been able to give you guys news before it's even been picked up by the tabloids and other news feeds that can corrupt it and twist it around, namely TMZ and other things since we've been in Hollywood and traveled America ministering and broadcasting to you guys. We thank you for today's show. Go ahead, honey.
I just want to say we're so grateful for our friends like Joe Frenito who come on and share their talents with us and for the world, and you know, who are just such good friends of the show. And I'm just so grateful for Joe and Don and all those people that we've had on. Thank you.
I'm very grateful for them, and I'm grateful for to God and to the listeners as well. Because we've continued to grow into country after country, and to be able to have listeners and guests from all over the globe, Kazakhstan, Pakistan, Israel, Australia, Sweden. Remember old John McAvoy?
Oh, yeah, John McAvoy. We have to see if we can get him back on the show.
Maybe we can. Maybe
been
we can.
Been vacant for a while.
It's true. We did take a long departure, and that's because, whether you realize it or not, Lois and I, we do work. And we've been very blessed. You know, Lois is just back to work, and I'm about to go back to work myself. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to, no, not hoping, I know with the Lord's help, I'm going to finish the book, Undenied, and get it out to the publisher and to you guys in the next week or so. So God bless you guys today and every day. And we are going to play the winning song from the previous season, Mr. Ned Cray, with the Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations ending. We thank you, and we ask you to tune in next week. I want to say, what do I want to say? Same bad time. Same bad time, same bad channel. Because back in the day it was cool, yes. No, not that I'm dating myself over here, but we thank David and Cindy Murdoch for allowing us the honor to play Cindy's song. And as we say at the end of every show, take it easy.
Vibrations reaching out from LA, being heard in all nations, spreading the word that life is worth living, encouraging all in the sharing and giving. Tommy Bahama's got the islands in his blood, and the lowest octave QB is his father and bud. very doubt, hearing smiles on a basis, provocative thoughts and positive vibrations bringing into our lives new ideas and creations. We're glad you came. Thanks for joining the show. And if you liked it, please let your friends know.